Welcome back to the YouTube home for BamaOnline.com. Travis Ryer, senior analyst for BOL alongside site publisher Tim Watts. And we've got breaking news, Tim Watts, on the recruiting front as Kalen DeBoer and his staff strike once again, this time in the state of Georgia for a four-star athlete in Duke Johnson of Dodge County High School in Eastman, GA.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this guy, he's a, you know, Joseph Hastings and Andrew Bone have had some great stuff from him. Listed Alabama as his dream school. You know, you kind of knew when they got involved, once he started saying dream school. I know half the BOLers think that's the jinx. That's not the jinx. Alabama was a dream school for Ryan Williams and Jalen Mbakwe, for instance. But this guy had great things to say. I mean, you look at his interviews. He loved Alabama, blown away by his return visit. You know, one of those guys that just really felt comfortable with Alabama. And they made a great impression, you know, and to get this guy out of Georgia, you know, this is a high caliber recruit now. This is not, you know, this is a guy, you know, Charles Power has ranked in top 35 in the country. So that's a guy being considered for five-star, you know, a five-star ranking. Now, he might be a guy that ends up in the top 50 instead of five-star. But when you watch this guy, I mean, this is a guy with a ton of offers, had a serious interest from so many schools, and obviously Alabama doing a great job. You know, questions of whether the staff can recruit, you and I know from history shown, people that recruit as hard as they do get results. You know, when you put this much effort as we've seen Kalen DeBoer and his staff, Courtney Morgan, all these assistant coaches working the way they do. And the thing that's interesting to me is we hear every assistant coach named constantly with somebody else. So you can see it's paying off. And again, you know, kind of, you know, we've discussed this before, kind of putting those but, you know, the buts away.
Yeah,
you know,
buts. Because,
yeah, the yeah buts. We're kind of getting rid of those. But obviously extremely talented player. And the one thing, you know, we've talked about with the staff, it's clear they like versatile players. It's clear they like guys where there's not a set position. And this is another one. This is a guy that can play all over the field. I mean, you can see him in the secondary. You can see him at linebacker. I mean, this is a guy that can play all over, and he's got a nose for the ball.
Yeah, so it looks like defense, though, right? I guess in some form or fashion.
Yeah, I think he'll be a Kalen DeBoer, Kane Womack linebacker. I think he'll line up. He could come off the edge and apply pressure. I think you can see him out of space. He's athletic enough to cover a tight end. You know, he's going to be a guy that's going to be able to track a running down at that second level. So, I mean, he's going to pursue the ball. You know, one of those Sikkim guys we talk about, find the ball, get the ball. I think he fits that mold really well.
Yeah, we're going to get to some of his clips here in just a little bit. But you mentioned it earlier, the importance of being and having a presence in the state of Georgia. There is no denying when you think about the previous regime and Nick Saban and all the success, it almost goes hand in hand with guys from over in the Peach State. So you look at the interest that Duke Johnson has brought to himself in the last year or so, when you talk about the Florida States, the Floridas, the USCs, how is that going to work for this Alabama staff, Tim? Have you been able to decipher that at this point? Is it still a little bit of a work in progress, a collective effort as far as mining the state of Georgia and who's going to be involved from an Alabama perspective with that?
Yeah, I would think that Robert Gillespie and Freddie Roach keep a part of it. But I think, again, you've got, you know, we talk about the guys on the field who do a great job, but there's a lot of guys off the field, you know, that are making, you know, making their way over there with connections. Georgia's a state, no matter where you're at, right, no matter where you recruit, you're aware the state of Georgia produces really good talent. It has good high school football, you know, they produce. So it's not like there's anybody not familiar. I don't think so far there's really been a lot of areas that I've really, you know, really come across. I think with so many guys coming to camp, spring camp being here, I think they're just going all in. And, you know, again, you hear several people mentioned when you're talking about each recruit. And the one name you for sure are going to hear is going to be Kalen DeBoer. He's going to be heavily involved in that. And then you have the position and, you know, depend the coordinator involved and it depending on what side of the ball it is. But I got a feeling that Kane Womack is licking his chops when he was watching this film. I think he was pretty excited about seeing Duke Johnson.
It seems like in terms of the critical factors that Kane Womack likes in a safety linebacker hybrid type, and also a guy that can play maybe even that Husky position in the five defensive back look that he employs, and we'll see more and more of at Alabama. we'll see some of that now on the clips here of Duke Johnson. As you see him up here, kind of moving up to the football from the secondary, he comes on a little game, a little inside move there for the sack. Again, watching him here, looks like maybe more so off the edge, very sudden, shuts down a run play before it can get started. And you said it, you see him a good bit on the high school level off the edge. And that closing speed right there, really something to watch. And the athlete designation, well, this is some of the reason for that too. Dodge County pitches him the football as a running back, and there he goes, Tim, for a long touchdown.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you like to see that guy. I mean, you know he can play in space, and then you see him off the edge as a pass rusher. I mean, when you're coming off that edge, there's so many things you can do. If you can take that tackle out wide, you can bring somebody else underneath. I mean, there's a lot of things to do. And he's, again, this is another guy that he's a find the ball, get the ball kind of guy, pick him, where, you know, you can see he's got one goal on most of the snaps when he's on defense. That one goal is to find the ball and hit somebody.
Now, we see him here against his own read. He plays both the guys here. I think he's in good shape if the quarterback gives it to the running back because of that closing speed. And the quarterback's banking on, you know, Johnson here pursuing the back maybe a little bit too much on the give or the ride or the mesh. And the quarterback keeps it, but no, Duke Johnson takes care of business. Here we see him out also in space, Tim, out in what looks like almost man coverage, sets a strong edge against a run play, and then still gets into the mix. You know teams, especially in high school, are doing everything they can to keep him out of the mix as much as possible. Formationally, like we just saw, sending guys wide and hoping they can get Johnson out of the box. But here he is still making plays.
Yeah, again, this is the guy that knows where the ball is, and he wants to hit the guy with the ball. I mean, it's kind of simple when you look at him. He's just lining up, and he's not hiding it. There he is dropping back. And again, reading the play, that's one thing we've seen several times now, is he's not just handling his man. He's also reading the play. Here it is again, where he's seeing where the ball's going. And again, very physical, throwing people around. And
looks like good length, too, for a guy listed at 6'1", Tim. What I'm seeing here is some wingspan and some length, some long arms that perhaps give him the ability, and you see it right here, rushing a kick, blocking a kick as a member of the field goal block unit. Just a lot of different ways that you can envision this guy helping you. You're right, though, whether it's the edge, whether it's off the ball in general in this Kane Womack defense, you talk about swarm and those kind of things. This is one of those type of players that can certainly do that.
Yeah, you want guys that are going to attack, right? That's the whole point of the swarm. You want a guy, and look at him. He is a guy that's going to get to the ball. It's funny to see him lined up so far. And, I mean, you got a wide receiver. There he is, hands with
Wildcat.
The clean. Yeah, the last play was him with his hands in the clean and jerk just to get free. But, I mean, here's this guy cutting clear across the field. Big guy, you know, big guy cutting clear across the field, finding that open space. And, again, there he was, read the play. The guy was holding him. But he read the play, trying to get back in coverage with the interception. So there's just a lot of little things you like about him. The highlights are certainly good. But if you look for the small things, like two plays ago, putting your hands on a blocker and shedding him, which he's done a couple of times, the old grab and jerk, he got free a few times and was able to get to the ball carrier. You're not going to have a lot of wide receivers, especially at the prep level, who are going to put their hands on him and keep him out of a play. But – you know, again, this staff, you know, I know Alabama fans had to show some patience, and I know all their buddies from at work who were fans of different schools was telling them, you know, Kane Womack didn't know how to recruit the South. But again, recruiting's recruiting, you know, and you're selling yourself, you're selling your program, and we've heard over and over, there's a lot of personality with this recruiting staff, right? Not just on the field, but we've seen them talk, and I think when we saw them talk at practice and stuff, you liked them. You know, you liked how genuine they are, and I think parents are going to relate well to them, and I think they've did a good job because they could have moved a lot slower because we are not used to this much activity visitor-wise this early in the season. You know, spring practice was a lot of focus on spring practice. You'd have three visitors. But to see guys coming in every day, a steady trickle, and, you know, just the push that goes with them, you know, it's hard not to be impressed.
I was going to ask you about that because you're right. At least in the final 4 or 5 years or so of the Nick Saban era at Alabama, it was more of a validation process, it seemed, that was in play. You essentially, most guys had to come to camp in the summer, right? You might get the early offer, but you had to validate it. by coming to camp. It looks like we might see more guys that are able to go ahead and commit earlier in the process under Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah, I think this goes back to what you said before. It's previous relationships. These guys, again, these aren't evaluations that are happening, you know, in a 2-hour meet and greet, you know, before and after practice. I mean, they're looking deep, making calls and making connections. And also, I mean, it's, you know, you look at the track record of the offers that these guys got. You look at where they got before they committed to Alabama. There were some high profile guys that Alabama's recruiting. And again, you know, at some point, it's been a systematic of Alabama's not mentioned by our guy Hayes Fawcett or Chad Simmons with the big names. And now they're on every list almost. Yeah. You know, if there's an edit, Bama's on there. So obviously there was a little downtime getting hired, getting my staff, getting to know these people. But you got to be excited to see the direction it's going. And again, we've said this since the hiring. It's moved at a lot better pace than you and I thought. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, what are we going to do after Saban? What's going to happen after Saban? How will all this happen? We were very curious ourselves. And it's probably, I think if you'd asked us 5 years ago, we would be pretty happy with how the direction of this is going.
You wanted juice on the recruiting trail? Well, here's your juice. Duke Johnson commits to the University of Alabama, 4-star athlete, figures to make a big impact on the defensive side at the collegiate level. Tim, anything else before we get out of here?
That's it. It's just going to be a busy month leading into spring. They're making the most of these live period, and I'm looking forward to seeing how this thing shakes out. Yeah, you know, I love a puzzle, and this is a new puzzle.
It is a puzzle.
Nick Saban was like doing your favorite puzzle 17 years in a row once a year. This is a brand new puzzle somebody bought me, 5,000 pieces. You know what I mean? So we're
just
out here.
Put it out on the dining room floor, you know?
Yes. It's one of those stupid ones with just a black ball in the middle and all white around it. So we're figuring it out. We'll get this thing going.
Got it going right there at BamaOnline.com. Come hang out with us on the roundtable or premium message board there at BOL. And, of course, subscribe, like, turn on those notifications for our YouTube channel for BamaOnline.com as well. For Tim Watts, Travis Ryer, thanking you for joining us. Until next time, so long, everybody.